Jesus goes to Jerusalem, and he goes to the pool of Bethesda. Why would he go there? Because that's where the blind, the lame, and the paralyzed are located. You see, he goes to the place that the religious try to avoid. These are the people that need help. These are the people that need the Lord to touch them.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
We're glad to have you today. And in the book of John, chapter 5, verse 5, "Now a certain man was there who had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew he had already been in that condition a long time, he said to him, 'Do you want to be made well?'" That's the question. Do you want to be made well? Or do you want to change? My friend, do you want God to change you? There are people that say, "Oh, I want God to change me." But you know what? Really, on the inside, some people really don't want to change, or they don't want to take the effort to change. But can I say this? God is the life changer, and I need Him to change me. I need God to do a mighty work in my life, and I pray that you have that desire for God to do a work in yours. You know, I've been reading some things by Leonard Ravenhill, a great man of God that went on to be with Jesus several years ago. But I believe if there was a modern day prophet, this was a modern day prophet for Jesus. But in dealing with the church of today, Leonard Ravenhill said this: "I offered as my considered judgment that the main reason why we do not have heaven-born, spirit-operated revival in our day is that we are content to live without it." Ravenhill said, "Lesser blessings make us happy. Another bus for Sunday school is all that some ask. A bigger attendance this year at Easter and Christmas elevates the joy of many promotion-geared churches. Others boast in a bigger offering for missions." He said, "Brethren, when we get humble enough and low enough and desperate enough and hungry enough and concerned enough and passionate enough and broken enough and clean enough and prayerful enough, then God will send us a revival that equals and surpasses the awakening this country experienced in the days of Charles Finney." My friend, I offer the conclusion that one of the main reasons we don't have revival today is because we are content to stay just like we are. In other words, we don't really want to change. We're comfortable sitting on our mat by the pool of Bethesda. We'd rather feel sorry for ourselves than to cry out to God for help. Well, my friend, we need changing, and we need it desperately. Listen, if you don't want to be changed, then by all means, don't have a prayer life. If you don't want to be changed, then don't come to a prayer meeting. Don't fast. Don't come to church, and don't read your Bible. Something just might happen. God just might visit you if you do. And if God visits you, then He just might change you, my friend. Because when Jesus passes by, something good is going to happen. When Jesus passes by, there is salvation, there is healing, there is forgiveness, there is restoration, and there is regeneration. But my friend, the real miracle is getting that person to realize that they need changing. You know, most think they're okay, nothing's wrong with them. Some think they're always right. But look at the Laodiceans. Is this not the age that seems to be predominant these days? The Laodiceans had a good estimate of themselves. They thought they were doing okay. In their own estimate, they were rich, wealthy, and in need of nothing. But Jesus has His own estimate of them. He said, "And do not know that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked?" In other words, they need to be changed. They need changing on the inside. Jesus said, "Anoint your eyes with eye salve that you may see." See what? Your spiritual condition. See what? That you're not as good as you think you are. See what? That you need changing. And Jesus is ready to do it. But the question is, do you want to be made well? Do you want Jesus to change you on the inside? My friend, open your heart to God and let Him do it.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthandfact.org.